you know, being a border community in bordering another state, I know a lot of the people I've talked to that, you know, from Western Illinois, it's really weird, you know, when you can drive within a half hour, but it's, of course, across a bridge and across the river and see football games. Do you think that weighs heavily on the kids in this area that say, oh, I know there's this pandemic, but why are they playing and we can't play?
There's no doubt in my mind on that. You know, you're seeing them having to look on Saturday mornings, or, you know, if you're a volleyball team, in the weekday mornings, and they're seeing their peers that are 30, 40 minutes away participating. You know, there's obviously restrictions over there to at some schools and to some points, but they're pretty much carrying on with their normal fall season. So I certainly know that that weighs on our kids. It's awkward. I mean, last Friday I had my first opportunity to watch an Iowa football game ever. And it's unique and a challenging experience. But, you know, we're going to continue to control the things that we can control here. And, you know, definitely looking forward to the spring season and looking forward to seeing these kids get in action on the football field and in all other sports this upcoming year.